Excitement was mounting Wednesday at South Korea's Naro Space Center as the time to launch dropped below 8 minutes. Then, at 7 minutes and 56 seconds, the digital clock froze because technicians decided not to proceed. Lee Sang-mok, a policy director at South Korea's Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, says South Korea's first indigenous space mission will have to wait. He says a pressure valve on one of the rocket's fuel tanks showed a drop. He explains that a joint Russian and Korean team of engineers are conducting a thorough technical analysis. South Korea teamed up with Russia to spend more than $400 million on the 33-meter-tall rocket, known as the Korea Space Launch Vehicle, or KSLV-1. It will carry a communications satellite into low-Earth orbit. Lee says the Russian technicians think another launch attempt could be made within several days. He says an exact date will be set after Wednesday's difficulties are more precisely understood. South Korean officials had earlier considered delaying Wednesday's mission out of respect for former President Kim Dae-jung, who died Tuesday. That idea was set aside because of the strong logistical momentum behind the launch. Many South Koreans view the launch in terms of national pride, as a milestone of the country's progress in its indigenous space program. The $250 million launch facility where the rocket was set to lift off is being set as the stage for an ambitious space program, including long-range plans to land South Korean probes on the moon. South Korea's launch plans have drawn comparisons to North Korea's April launch of a long-range rocket, which Pyongyang says was part of its peaceful space research. South Korea, the United States, and Japan expressed fears the launch was a thinly veiled test of North Korea's offensive ballistic missile program. Park Jong-ju, director of the KSLV Systems Office, says there are major differences between the North and South launches. He says South Korea's launch plans have been transparent to the public, unlike in North Korea. For South Korea, he says, the launch itself is the goal, not developing weapon systems. Park says comparing South Korea's launch with the North's is inappropriate. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.